Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Media. This is KCNR 1460, Shasta Redding, home of the Free Fire Media. And I'm in the studio this morning with my sister, Linda Kent. And that's going to be our guest. She's going to be our guest.
I guess today. So.
And we also have Bad Bob over there at the boards.
And good morning, sir. Mind if I give a quick weather report before
Absolutely.
You get underway here? Looks like it'll be mostly sunny today, a high near 73, clear tonight, and a low close to 45. And continuing sunny as we head into Big Bike Weekend, highs in the 80s, and currently downtown 52 degrees. A report brought to you by our friends at Anselmo Vineyards.
Very good, very good. Well, I've got some things to talk about today. Before we get started, though, I just want to do my little intro here because I can and I like to. Okay, your country, your children, and your grandchildren need you to get involved now. What's it going to take to pry your butts up off the couch and do something? Start by educating yourself on the issues, talk to your neighbors, go to a meeting. Join a tea party. Check out the website. See what you can do to protect yourself and your family from big, out-of-control government. If you have any questions or you'd like to just talk about what's on your mind, feel free to call in. The number here is 530-605-4567 or go to the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Some reminders, tea party meets every Monday night. 2570 South Bonneview at Destiny Fellowship, and I wanted to let everybody know as well that there will be an event there tonight. Senator Doug LaMalfa Senator Doug LaMalfa and Assemblyman Jim Nielsen will be there taking signatures for the SB 48 issue to get that petition going, because I don't know if everybody out there is aware, but SB 48 kicks in at the first of the year, and that's they're going to start educating your kindergartners, your grandchildren, your children on how to accept homosexuality, transgenderness, and all of that good kind of stuff in the classroom. So that becomes law, and those guys are going to be signing petitions to get a referendum on that, because the real deal is I think that should be stopped. Does anybody really want their kids to be educated on homosexuality out there?
I certainly don't want my grandchildren educated on that.
The whole premise is that it's about, being bullied and all that stuff. Well, teach the kids not to bully each other and have respect, but I'm not sure how that has anything to do with sexual preference in the classroom when you're a kindergartner. That's insane as far as I'm concerned, and there's an agenda there to ram that down everybody's throats.
Yeah, if you look at the books that they're wanting to introduce on that, it's kind of scary.
Yeah, I mean, we were looking at one book. It's kindergarten level, and it's like my uncle Steve is marrying his friend Bruce. And, I mean, I'm looking at this thing, and I'm just going, really? Are you kidding me? You're going to teach this to my innocent little grandson who's, worried about, chasing butterflies at this point?
Yeah, and if we don't get the signatures for this, there's no way to opt out of it. So we really need to get the people out there and get their signatures on this so we can stop it.
Yeah, so do your part. Get out there. They're going to be doing this from 4:30 to 6:30 right out there at Destiny Fellowship on South Bonneview. So get out there and if you haven't signed that petition already, they need you to get out there. They're short on the signatures, and so we need to get this in the time frame. This is important. So it looks like Bob's got something going there, so I think we're going to go to a break.
And right now we're going to join up with our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondak. He's going to let us know what's happening in the financial world with this Market Minute. Chris?
Good morning, Bob. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into the last trading session of the week, and the markets are mixed. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 58 points at 11,181. The S&P 500 unchanged at 1165, while the NASDAQ Composite's down 9 points at 2497. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 142 million shares. Looking at some of the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America down 16 cents at $6.12. Ford is up 4 cents at $11.03. Alcoa unchanged at $9.88, while General Electric is adding 7 cents at $15.60. Of local interest, PG&E up a nickel at $43.04. Safeway's down 7 cents at $17.87. And North Valley Bank down 69 cents at $8.56. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.08%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.28%. Oil is up 39 cents a barrel at $82.98. And precious metals are higher, with gold up $1.25 an ounce at $16.50.60, while silver is up 12 cents an ounce at $32.02. This is Chris Losondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Seven minutes after 7 o'clock, Free Fire Radio with our guest host, Mark Kent, will continue.
Eagles Jewelers, family-owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high-quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjredding.com.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
We're back. This is 1460 KCNR. And I'd like to put a, I hate to say shout out for, just because I don't like that term necessarily, but I'd like to give a thanks to all the people out there that showed up to help put the wall together. And you were there yesterday. So.
Yes, I was, and so was the other Linda, and a lot of other people ended up showing up because they heard it on the radio.
At least 30 people, according to what we're seeing in the chat room. That's power of community radio.
Yeah, it was awesome. So we were able to get the wall up. Otherwise, that wouldn't have happened, because you have to have at least 11 people from start to finish, or they won't put the wall up.
The modern-day Minutemen and women are still alive.
You got it.
Absolutely. So that was great. And, you know, I really highly suggest that everybody get out there to take a look at the wall over the weekend. I mean, they're going to be there till Sunday, I believe?
Till Sunday. We'll break down at 3 p.m. on Sunday, and we need help with that also, if anybody wants to come help with that. But as we are putting up the wall, you know, it was really good. You didn't get any effects. At least I didn't, because you're on the back side of it. But when we all walked around to the front of it, it was pretty touching.
Yeah, that's what you were saying last night. Of course, you're a softie, so you
yes,
know.
Yes, I am for that. Yeah,
you got a spot in your heart there for that one. So anyway, I wanted to let everybody know that that was taken care of yesterday, and that all came out good. And you know, that's nice to see that we can rally the community out there to give some help to the people out there putting that together for Big Bike Weekend. So anyway, I guess I can get right into some headlines here. Boy, there's so many headlines coming in right now. It's absolutely off the charts ridiculous, so I'm not sure where to start, but I think I'll start with this one. Arrests finally come to occupy, you know, finally come in, occupy Sacramento protest. In other words, last night, they were having protests in Sacramento. It seems like these are the same kind of protests that they're having in New York and other cities, protesting, you know, big government, you know, the bankers, Wall Street. And, you know, from what I'm seeing, the media, which I absolutely do not trust at all anymore, I mean, not that they would ever, you know, say anything untruthful or slant the reporting at all, have been saying that this is all left-leaning. Well, I'm starting to get reports saying that it's kind of a hodgepodge, and it's not just left-leaning. You know, a lot of these guys are going after the big banks and the government bailouts, and it's not necessarily against capitalism. So,
yeah, I think people are finally getting some knowledge on it and seeing the light, and they're tired of what's happening to this country.
You know, and I'll tell you, I got a letter here that just really feathers right into what we're talking about here, and this is from Mike Krueger, or Krieger, I guess, and he talks about, he's got a quote here from Mahatma Gandhi. I guess that's how you say that, Mahatma Gandhi, or is that
or Gandhi?
Mahatma Gandhi. Yeah. Okay. First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win. And what he says is there isn't a cohesive message coming from the protesters other than the system is rigged in the favor of the top 1%. Those who think they are in control are losing their grip. They see their power and wealth slipping away. They've had it for decades and will not willingly submit to the change in the existing social order. Last night, Jim Cramer voiced concerns of the 1% by saying the Occupy Wall Street protests were worrisome. They are worrisome to the moneyed interest. They are reason for hope for the 99.9%. We are approaching our moment of truth. There is something wrong in this country, terribly. A new American revolution has begun. It is time to stop being afraid and take our country back. What happens next? So, what's interesting about that is that, you know, it's not as left-leaning as everybody's saying. I mean, do we have a problem in this country with the banking system? Absolutely. I mean, and we talk about this class warfare, like the richer, you know, the guys that are making over $250,000. Well, you know, I know guys that are making $200,000, $250,000, and trust me right now, they're not rich.
No, they're not. I mean, that's not a lot of money these days.
And when we talk about going after the rich, there's a difference between the 1% and a guy making $250,000 a year. I mean, we've got some global elitists that are in the 1%. You know, the bankers, J.P. Morgan, Louis Feingold, Jamie Dimon. Those are the guys that they're talking about the 1%. They're not talking about necessarily the guy that's down the street.
Or
you know,
Joe the plumber down the
Joe
street.
Joe the
that's
plumber
for
trying
sure.
to make a living here.
Yeah.
And, you know, it goes on to say, but the banking elites that led these frauds have been able to do so with impunity from prosecution. I mean, when you look at the bailouts, and we talk about the bailouts, okay, we bailed out all these bankers because they were in such deep trouble. And was it a month or two? They're vacationing with huge million-dollar bonuses and, down on a taxpayer's dime, you know, spending it at resorts. And so, you know, that's who I think that we need to be talking about. These guys are fraudulent, in my opinion.
You know, yeah, and they should have charges brought against them for what they are doing.
And he goes on and lists some of this stuff. Take on a federal agency, the Office of Thrift Supervision. During the SNL decade, the Office of Thrift, they're going to shorten it to OTS, so I don't have to say that 100 times, made well over 10,000 criminal referrals and made removal of control of frauds from the industry and made the removal of control frauds from the industry and their prosecutions its two top priorities. The agency support and the provision of 1,000 FBI agents to investigate the cases led to the felony conviction of over 1,000 SNL frauds. The bulk of those convictions came from a top 100's list, and the OTS and the FBI created to prioritize the investigation of the worst-failed SNLs. In the ongoing crisis, which caused losses 40 times larger than the SNL debacle, the OTS made zero criminal referrals. Now, how is that possible? Okay. Gee, you know, I mean, come on. I mean, they have these guys are saying this thing's, you know, fraught with crime, but nobody gets prosecuted at all.
Right. And you don't even hear a little bit of it in the news, really, about what's going on with them up there and all the fraudulent things that they're doing.
Yeah, when was the last time we had a conversation on anywheres but maybe Judge Napolitano on Fox? and the rest of them, they don't even want to talk about the scourge of the banking industry, the Federal Reserve, a private bank issuing the currency. So, you know, that's disturbing, especially when you go into the history of the banking industry and how the founding fathers were so dead set against it that it was ridiculous. I mean, they said that it was, you know, if we ever let a private bank issue our currency, it would wake up homeless in the lands that our fathers conquered through taxes and inflation, and the large corporations that would spring up around us. And if we ever let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt, we'd be taxed to death.
Yeah, and look what's happening. So we need to get involved and get this information out and this education so people know, so they can do something about it.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do here. Is we got to start looking at the real issues, not these trumped up things, you know, in the economy. I mean, the economy has not got sound money. That's the real issue. So, with that, I think we're getting ready for a break here. This is KCNR, 1460 Shasta, Reading, home of the Free Fire Media. We'll be right back.
October 15th at Anselmo Vineyards. Come ye, lords, ladies, knights, and all subjects from the North State. It's a Renaissance medieval night. Limited seating, $45 per person, with a special set menu designed and prepared by Chef John Stadelli. And I'll be singing with my favorite jazz trio. Dan Kinkle on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Johnny Gonzalez on keyboards, plus special guest appearances. Come join us for this fun harvest festival only at Anselmo Vineyards. Remember, if you wear your costume, you'll be eligible for special prizes. See you at the harvest party only at Anselmo Vineyards, October 15th. Remember, limited seating. For reservations, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards.
Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights presents the final fight of the year, Five Knuckle Showdown. This final bout of the MMA cage fighting series is at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, October 8th at 7:30. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting. These are sure to be the best cage fights of the year in the North State. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. This event sells out fast. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, October 8th, the Event Center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fights that Wind River Casino continues to bring you. This extreme event sells out fast. Get your tickets now. Don't miss the final fight of the year. Five Knuckle Showdown. Cage fights at Wind River Casino on October 8th. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is coming your way again with the final fight of the year. Five Knuckle Showdown cage fights at Wind River Casino. Presented by Rogue Fights. For more information, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this event. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
We are back. This is 1460 KCNR, Shasta Reading, home of the Free Fire Media. I kind of wanted to keep going on this article. I've got some other stuff here, too. But, you know, this article is very interesting, and I want to get to where he's going with this stuff. He also says the OTS sister agencies, the Fed and the OCC, I'm not sure what the OCC is. What does that stand for? The OCC, anybody know? Have the same record of not even attempting to identify and prosecute the frauds. The FDIC was better, but still only a shadow of what it was fighting fraud in the early 1990s. If control frauds can operate with impunity from criminal prosecutions, then the perverse Gresham's dynamic is maximized, and market forces will increasingly drive honest banks and firms from the marketplace. So what he's saying is that if the guys that are causing some of these problems through their, you know, fraudulent practices continue to operate, Gresham's law states that good money will come out of the marketplace and bad money will stay there, then that's going to drive the honest banks out of business. Now, that's interesting. And let's keep going with this thing, because I like where this guy starts to go here. The Tea Party and Occupy Wall Streets are two sides of the same coin. I'm extremely disappointed by the way most people are belittling the Occupy Wall Street protests, which I firmly believe is an extraordinarily important moment in American history that will be seen as a moment when rebellion arrived on the streets of America. Despite my frustrations regarding how pretty much every commentator out there is trying to spin it negatively, the simple fact convinces me without a shadow of a doubt that this is the real deal, and we are merely in the second stage of a transformative change that Gandhi describes in the quote at the top. We are in the ridicule phase. This is good, since like anything else, a transformative rebellion manifests itself as part of a cyclical process like anything else. Now, one thing I think people are really missing is how similar Occupy Wall Street is to the early stages of the Tea Party protests. Do you remember how the fake liberals dismissed that as a bunch of undereducated racists wearing George Washington costumes? Many claimed it was AstroTurf and would die out. I recall the very day that I saw Rick Santelli on CNN NBC call for the new Tea Party in America. The moment that event got posted on YouTube, it was sent out to the entire trading floor at Bernstein, saying it was the beginning of something big. People looked at me as if I was insane, as usual, and said that it was an irrelevant comment and nothing meaningful could come out of it. Fast forward a few years, and here we are. Not only did the Tea Party not peter out, but it has become one of the most vibrant and influential political movements in America today. Those that dismissed the Tea Party were most forcefully in the early days were from what I would call the fake liberal camp in the mainstream media. This is unsurprising because they simply did not understand it. The mainstream media aren't paid to understand anything. Their job is to maintain the status quo and minimize and trivialize revolt. What the Tea Party represented was a rebellion within the Republican Party, which had long ago sold itself out to the 1% elite class, the military-industrial complex, and large multinational corporations that pay no tax. Wow. I mean, that's a mouthful. So what's he saying here? I mean, is this a fake movement, or has it got some legs here in the long term? Again, I don't trust the mainstream media at all. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I see that the numbers are gathering out there with the Tea Party. That's for sure. More people are hopefully coming up off the couch and getting involved in this and seeing what's going on with our country and realizing what the founding fathers had put together for us is still relevant today in the way we need to handle these things with these big bankers and the government.
I think that's a great comment. You know, I'm going to keep reading this because I love this article, because it really kind of gives you a paradigm shift. You know, I'm just asking the questions here. I'm not even saying anything other than I'm just reading the article and saying, hey, if nothing else, this article really makes you think. So now the Occupy Wall Street protests have begun, and exactly the same thing has happened. Yet this time, most of the ridicule and contempt is spewing from what I would call the fake conservatives. The MSN, of course, the mainstream media, is playing their traditional role as expected. Fortunately for me, I hold no attachment to any fake political party in America, and I never have. I stand for free and fair market system and for the economy and a fierce defense of the constitutional rights under all circumstances, no matter what. So, you know, so I want to go on to this other part, and this is titled in another paragraph, Useful Idiots. Most of the time we hear the term useful idiots, it has been used in a totally pejorative sense, in other words, a very negative sense. I think this is wrong. A useful idiot is not actually really an idiot. Rather, it is someone who is ignorant and therefore can be manipulated by those who are not ignorant to do as they desire. I mean, who was reading this, who was reading this was not a useful idiot at some point. I mean, in other words, all of us have been useful idiots at some point in our lives.
Hopefully not any longer.
Yeah, not exactly. We got a minute to go to the break, so I'll try to get a little bit more in here, and then we'll break. I know I was, for most of my career in Wall Street, this is the author, that is exactly what I was. I worked in finance, but I had no idea how the system actually worked, and as a result of my ignorance, I was very susceptible to much of the propaganda that blasted in my ear overtly and subliminally over much of my life. So, you know, I'll come back and finish this article out, but he's saying that what we got to do is educate these guys and get them on our team. So we've got, we're going to a break here, and with that, we'll come back and finish the article. This is KCNR 1460, Free Fire Media, home of the Free Fire Media, Shasta Redding. We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street mixed in early trading just past 10 a.m. Eastern. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 60 points. September's reading on the labor market coming in better than expected. That is helping boost the market. The economy added 103,000 jobs last month, but nearly half of those gains reflect the return of Verizon workers who had been on strike. July and August were both revised higher, showing companies hired at a stronger pace than first reported. The unemployment rate held steady at 9.1%. Congress is gearing up to approve free trade agreements with South Korea, Colombia, and Panama next week. Both the House and Senate are expected to take up the deals, and they're expected to pass. Moody's downgrading 12 British banks, including the Royal Bank of Scotland and Lloyd's. The ratings firm says there's a lower chance the government would provide support to the financial institutions in a future crisis. The UK's finance minister says the banks remain well capitalized. He also said they're in better shape than many of their European rivals. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Running a business is not for the faint of heart. Competition is fierce, margins are thin, and what you don't know can hurt you. That's why 6 million businesses worldwide are Sage. Software and connected services from Sage make business smarter and business life easier. A Sage business knows what's happening inside the numbers. What does it take to turn insight into income? A Sage business knows. Get in the know. Visit sagebusinessknows.com to learn how to make your business Sage.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more servants. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio and with our guest host, Mark Kent. But before we turn it back over to Mark, we're going to hear from Amy from Adamson's Peak Performance. She's got our Friday fitness tip. Amy, good Friday to you.
Guys, well, today I want to talk to you about tips on how to eat mindfully because today is my 40th birthday.
Congratulations.
You're
still a newlywed.
I'm still a newlywed, yes. And so we are definitely going out to dinner tonight, but I have been planning how I'm going to eat since pretty much 2 days ago. So when you're trying to eat mindfully, you want to think, you have to plan. You have to plan before you go grocery shopping or before you go to the restaurant. What's your purpose of going out? So guess what? Today, it's all about the dessert for me, and I want to have some Marie Callender's pie for sure. So I've been planning about what this food is going to look like that's going to be in front of me at the restaurant. So before the food even touches my lips or even gets to me, I'm already deciding on what I'm going to have for my dinner, which will be a nice big chopped salad full of chicken and avocados and all sorts of yummy good things so that I can pick up some of that extra carbohydrates coming from the pie this evening. Definitely going to focus on eating small bites, paying attention to eating slowly, working on those chewing 20 times before you swallow. Enjoy every bite of food and savor it. In other words, put the fork down. Don't just keep that fork in your hand and keep shoveling the food in. Take a bite of the food, put the fork down, enjoy it, really savor the taste. And if it's a drink, same thing with the drink. Take a sip of your drink, savor it, put the drink down. Don't keep it in those hands. And then the key is after those first few initial bites, ask yourself if you're still hungry. What happens too often is people eat just because the food's sitting there in front of them. So don't be afraid to get that to-go box in the beginning, right when the food comes, and split that meal in half or share it with somebody that you're going with. And finally, be really mindful of your portions. Remember, restaurants are going to definitely over-portion you. So it's really important that you think about, is this a fine, you know, is this enough for me? Do I any more than this? And just have a visualization of what your food's going to look like eating before you even get there. And then when you get there, there's no stress. You're not worried about overeating because you've already made your plan.
Amy, always good advice from you down there at Adamson's Peak Performance. And give us the address real quick because people have been asking, well, where is this place?
You bet. 3266 Bocelli Lane. We're next to Yak's. If you've been to the Yak's Coffee House, we're just right in that little shopping center, the Country Club Shopping Center. So next to the Rose Center as well, where my husband works as a physical therapist. So, yeah, come on down. Check us out. We'd love to help get you fit.
All right. Thank you very much, Amy, with Adamson's Peak Performance. And now we're going to throw it back over to Mark Kent, our guest host here on Free Fire Radio.
We are back. How you guys doing out there? Looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend this weekend. And so anyway, I want to continue this article because there's actually a point to all of this rambling, and that's basically what I want to get to here. Okay, here's the author. He says, okay, so is there a point to all this rambling? Of course. The point is that just because there are a lot of useful idiots at the Occupy Wall Street protests, just as there were at the Tea Party protests, that doesn't mean we should dismiss what is happening or belittle their frustrations. They are merely ships without anchors floating around aimlessly in a sea of ignorance. Rather than mock them into the hands of the bad guys that want to recreate feudalism, like Michael Moore, George Soros, and Warren Buffett, we should educate them. And the next headline is Michael Moore and other carpetbaggers. Let me be clear about one thing. There are plenty of disconcerting things that have emerged from in the Occupy Wall Street protest. The main threat is the clear attempt of disingenuous elites to co-opt the movement and steer the useful idiots right into the concentration camps. You think George Soros is an idiot? You don't think that he knows exactly what he's doing when he voices his support? He is trying to co-opt it and own it. He didn't start anything. He is a carpetbagger of the highest order. One of the most disturbing things I have seen is the video of Michael Moore protest. After watching it, I was so disturbed, I sent the following out to my small email list. It is great to watch all these guys that never understood any of the real issues and clearly still don't attempt to co-opt the message of the Occupy Wall Street protests for their own agendas. For those of us who have been fighting in these trenches for years, this is the greatest risk to the movement, that some radical self-serving interests that take the message that'll take the message over. I don't think it will succeed, but that is what has happened in history, and we must be vigilant. Watch this quick video. And he's got this video of Michael Moore and so forth. Is this the end of capitalism? You know, I mean, how about the end of crony capitalism here? You know, that's what we'd like to see. So, interesting stuff. So, I'm not sure where that's going to go, but I thought that was such a great article because it really gets you to start thinking about some of the issues here that we're going to be dealing with if this thing continues to escalate. So,
yeah, and it's not just one party or another. It's across the board that we've got this problem going on.
I think everybody's unhappy because of our standard of living going down, but we've got to get educated and get back to the basics of what creates wealth and prosperity and a better standard of living.
Yeah, and understand that they're trying to create the chaos so we don't know what's going on so that, you know, they keep doing what they're doing behind the closed doors.
That has been the modus operandi, in my opinion, all along, is keep everybody separated. You have the blacks against the whites, the gays against the straights, the, you know, lifers against the non-lifers, you know, the Republicans against the Democrats, because meanwhile we're fighting over these social issues. What's happening is we're being skinned out there from a monetary standpoint.
Right. And, you know, like you say, get us fighting against one another, and that's exactly what they're doing with the SB 48 bill and all of that. Even with our children and our grandchildren.
Absolutely, because, you know, it's the old divide and conquer deal. And that's really what's going on here. I mean, you know, we're being enslaved through debt. And, you know, the quote from John Adams was, there's two ways to take over a country. One is by the sword and the other one is through debt. And that whole, you know, so who do we owe this money to? You know, that's what you got to look at, is where's the money flowing to? Now, here's another headline, and then I want you to go and look at the upcoming events and then and talk about this other one. But this feathers in. This is from Alex Jones' channel, who I'm not a super big, huge follower of, but what he says is the revolution against the Federal Reserve starts now. Public sentiment has shifted and the trends of Washington and Wall Street, and now against the private, against Wall Street and Washington, and now against the private Federal Reserve Bank, which controls and influences so much of the world finances and so forth. So isn't that interesting how, you know, these guys are all kind of tied together, Washington, Wall Street, da-da-da-da-da, and they're the same guys. So with that, we'll go to a break. We'll come back. Announce events, and then I want you to read the Bernie Madoff article. 1460 Free Fire Media.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us. For more information, bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
We're back. This is Mark Kent, and I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda and Bad Bob. And so we're talking about stuff. We're talking about the economy. We're talking about the things that are coming down the pipe. We're talking about recession. We're talking about a lot of things here that directly affect you guys out there. That's why we need to understand these issues, because this isn't just, you know, stuff that doesn't matter. All these things that we're talking about are directly affecting you out there in the world. So, you know, and I kind of want to add to the We the People thing. Those guys stand for the Tea Party, limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution. How can't anybody get behind that? I mean, good grief. So, with that, go ahead, sis, and talk about what the upcoming events are.
Okay, I just wanted to go over some of the events that's coming in October. Of course, this weekend we've already touched upon the Cost of Freedom exhibit down there at the Civic Center. This is also Big Bike Weekend. And then tomorrow, Saturday the 8th, we have Politics in the Park, Anderson River Park. That's a barbecue down there, and that will be running from 2 to 5 p.m. Then on Sunday, we have We the People Radio from 8 to 10, and I believe the guest speaker this week is Neil Shaw, if I've got my facts correct. And then we have Solver Minds at 6 p.m., and we'll be having Cameron Gamble, I believe, on there. And he'll be going over some different stuff with home protection.
All right, very good, very good.
And then, of course, on Monday is the Reading Tea Party at 6 p.m. at 2570 Bonnie View. And then on Tuesday, Board of Supervisors. So if there's something that you may want to get involved in, Board of Supervisors might be one of them. They cover a lot of different territories in our county.
Yeah, you can always look up on the Board of Super website or on the Reading Tea Party website. I believe they have it posted on what the agendas are on there. I know they do on the Board of Supervisors website. We'll have to get that website. I'm not sure. I think it's ShastaCounty.com, and you go from there. So
yeah, so you may want to go on there and look at it and see if there's some topics of interest that you might want to get involved. And
well, you got to start holding these guys' feet to the fire. I mean, they're just been doing stuff, and nobody's been watching them for quite some time. But it's starting to change. I got a quote here, and I think this is a great quote. We have in this country one of the most corrupt institutions the world has ever known. I refer to the Federal Reserve Board. This evil institution has impoverished the people of the United States and has practically bankrupted our government. It has done this through the corrupt practices of the money-eyed vultures who control it. Now, that's Congressman Louis T. McFadden from 1932.
Wow.
I mean, think about
that.
Hello,
people, wake up.
Yeah, it's like, really? 1932? I thought we were talking about something he was saying yesterday. You know, no, this has been happening for a long time. This is 100 years of these guys. So, with that, I want you to go over this Madoff whistleblower thing. This is pretty interesting stuff.
Okay, well, the headline is Madoff whistleblower tells KWN Bank stealing from pensions. In a King World News exclusive interview, the man who brought down Bernie Madoff's $65 billion Ponzi scheme informed KWN Bank of New York is going to go down, Eric. Between Bank of New York Mellon and State Street, these two institutions have stolen between $5 to $10 billion from tens of millions of America's retirement savings accounts.
And that's the workers for the government, the civil servants.
This is including the theft has been from policemen, firemen, librarians, workers, judges. I mean, it's covering them all. It's not just a few.
Now, you know what I find interesting here is that who wrote that article? Where's that article come from here?
KingWorldNews.com.
KingWorldNews.com. They've been around for a long time. You know, why is this on the web and not on the mainstream media? Why is it that we have to pull all these, you know, everything we're getting from different sources other than the mainstream media? You know, so it just makes you wonder. I mean, I've been talking about this recession for 3 years. Okay, about what's going on, what's happening, and it's all coming to fruition. I've talked about the debt crisis. We are in a debt bubble. That's our problem. And the debt bubble is popping on us because these guys have put us in perpetual debt by creating money out of thin air.
Which they want to make more money and put us deeper in debt right now.
Absolutely. And that's the whole name of this tune, is that we become servants to the banking industry and to the and that includes our government. I mean, who does our government owe? Well, if you go back in the day and you look at you know, when the different laws that came into being, you know, I'm thinking in terms of the 1792 Coinage Act, you know, and you look at what Alexander Hamilton was talking about as far as counterfeiting. He said that if you didn't have constraints on the money supply with gold, basically, and that was called counterfeiting. If you just started printing money out of thin air with no backing.
Isn't that kind of what we're doing or have been doing for quite a while now?
Well, he said that should be punishable by death. Okay. Now think about that for a second. That's how strongly back then when they were setting up the system and they put into the Constitution that, you know, Congress has the power to coin money and regulate the value thereof. They said that we had to have a sound money system, and there was a reason for that, because if we don't have sound money, the economy starts to implode through debt and debt instruments that are created out of thin air.
And that's something that we've known forever, that it doesn't work. I mean, any society like that has always fallen due to that.
Well, there's never been a fiat currency that didn't implode sooner or later. And so, you know, I've got another article here on Utah Money, Monetary Declaration of Freedom from Tyranny of Central Banks, and it kind of talks about that. But, you know, this whole thing is that, you know, we've been talking about this for a long time. And guess what? You know, it's starting to happen. And you don't think these guys didn't know about this, you know, a couple, 3 years ago, that this was a problem coming?
Well, they had to be on this longer than that, you know, because, I mean, they're just in the trenches so much in our lives with all of it.
Yep. So with that, we got to go to a break. I'm getting the signal here from Bad Bob. And so we're here at KCNR 1460, Shasta Redding, home of the Free Fire Media, and we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob.
love the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
This is Free Fire Radio.
7:53 is our time. This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive, 2143 Hilltop Drive to be exact. Joe and Shelley are great supporters of the veterans, and it's just a great place. I drove by there last night. They're having a big celebration for Big Bike Weekend. Check them out, Tobacco and Brew. Now, back to our guest host, Mark Kent on Free Fire Radio.
We are back, and I just wanted to say over there at Tobacco and Brew, they make a great cup of coffee, too. I mean, they...
The best in town.
Yeah, the best in town, absolutely. I especially like the... I don't even know. They've been mixing mine up for quite a while. Over there, and I don't even know what they're mixing it in anymore. They just know when I come in or you guys come in, they know the Lindas are there, and they're going to just give me a great cup of coffee.
Yeah, they take good care of us down there at Tobacco and Brew, that's for sure.
Absolutely. So let's go back to this Bernie Madoff thing. I want to make sure that, because I don't think, I was looking at the chat room, Angel out there doesn't quite understand what exactly happened.
Okay, let me see if I can help clear it up a little bit. This was the New York Attorney General filed this lawsuit on Tuesday.
Against the Bank of New York, owned by Mellon.
Correct. And it has to do with the pensions. It wasn't the investors. It's the pension funds that they have been into for the firemen, the librarians.
And who's been into it is the bankers. The bankers have been stealing from the pension fund through the bank, and they're finally, you know, being, you know, the suits being filed against them for fraudulently absconding with the investors
of
the funds for the police and fire guys. So that's the story, and that's going to be I don't think this one's going to go away anytime soon. This is probably going to balloon out. I think this has legs.
Yeah, so hopefully that'll clear it up a little bit for you out there, Ruth, that it is the pension funds that they're getting into and taking the money out of. So all those people that think that they have some pension funds probably don't.
At least not as much as they thought they had. And
correct.
This is a big problem because when the bankers start pilfering pension funds for retired civil servants, you think that those guys are going to be happy when they find out if that's the case?
I'm thinking not. And yeah. I'm thinking there's going to be a lot of other people that are very unhappy with what's going on there.
See, the problem is not so much banking. It's the fact that we got monopoly bankers. The fact is we got worldwide globalist bankers that have put the smaller bankers, you know, like I was saying before, the honest bankers get pushed out because they can't compete. So
yeah, you have your small city banks can't compete against those big banks centralized, you know.
Now, that brings me to my next story, which I kind of served up here or, you know, teed up on the last segment, the Utah Monetary Declaration of Freedom from the Tyranny of Central Banks. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. This is October 6th, yesterday, from the undergroundinvestor.com. A very important document, the Utah Monetary Declaration is now circulating among the citizens of Utah. Those citizens of Utah are attempting to introduce the basic principles of this declaration into the Utah legislature. Every citizen of every U.S. state and every citizen of every country in the world should read the below document and note the similarities between the Utah Monetary Declaration and to the U.S. Coinage Act of 1972, but it's 1792, which protected the freedom of the U.S. citizens until they were destroyed by central bankers. You will note that Alexander Hamilton, one of the founding fathers of the Republic of the United States, penned the U.S. Coinage Act of 1792. Alexander Hamilton was so adamantly opposed to the process by which central banks create money today that he wrote the United States Coinage Act of 1792, he believed there was no other threat that was more severe. He believed that no threat other than the severe penalty of death would prevent bankers from deliberately debasing the value of coin money and thus usurping the people's freedom. Good grief. I don't think it gets any plainer than that.
Yeah, that's pretty black and white.
So this is when we talk about these principles of freedom, we're talking about it all starts with basic sound money. because if you don't have sound money, then what happens is they can debase the currency and steal your savings by debasing the currency, and they end up with the buying power. And look what happens. We've got the fractional reserve banking system. We got these guys putting us in perpetual debt. Who owns everything? I mean, good grief.
Now, does that mean with the Utah that they're planning on coining their own money? I know that there is several other states that have thought about doing that.
Well, Utah has already passed an act that says that they can, that now silver and gold coins are now legal tender in Utah. So you can pay your property taxes, you can buy bread at the grocery store. So they're starting to realize that if they have a sound money system and sound money policy, that they will, people are going to rush in there and it's going to become a lot more profitable in Utah than in other states.
You know, that whole state of Jefferson thing is looking better every day.
Absolutely. And so we've really, here's this. What's the answer to all these problems? I mean, we sound like the doom and gloom report. The real deal is the answer is get back to the principles that made us great. The Constitution, sound money, free enterprise, markets, government,
less government.
Absolutely. The government that governs best governs least. I mean, the power to tax is the power to destroy. All of these quotes and sayings that the founding fathers had were not just things they were spewing out randomly that didn't make any sense. There was reasons that these guys say these, and there were reasons that we held on to these quotes because they were profound.
They were pretty savvy cats.
Absolutely.
Yes, they were. And we need to go back to that and study it more.
Absolutely. And that's what we're talking about. We got to educate ourselves because we've been dumbed down, folks. We're going to a break now. 1460 Shasta Redding, home of the Free Fire Media. We'll be right back.
And this is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It was a little easier to find a job last month, but unemployment is still unacceptably high, according to the White House, where Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live.
The 103,000 jobs created in September were better than expected, but not enough to shave the 9.1% unemployment rate. National Economic Council Director Gene Sperling says it makes sense for the president's jobs bill to be passed.
We should do this, if for no other reason, as an insurance policy against even the chance of a double-dip recession.
But Florida House Republican Alan West calls the president's plan
a second dose of bad medicine, and I don't think we've gotten over the first dose yet.
Republicans say tepid job growth is proof that the administration's policies just don't create jobs. Dave?
Mike, on Wall Street, the Dow was up 100 earlier, now up 37. The Nobel Peace Prize is being shared this year by three women, Liberia's president and two peace activists.
This year, we believe that it is so important to focus on the rights of women and their role in peace processes.
Now, there's no peace in Syria, but the regime there keeps denying there's a deadly crackdown on an anti-government uprising. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin live in London.
That's right. Syria's saying it's under attack from criminals armed by other countries. That's according to its deputy foreign minister, reporting to the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva. Russia and China this week vetoed a UN resolution on Syria, but Russia's president today quoted saying Syria's government must meet its promised reforms or quit. Meanwhile, protesters in Syria denouncing Russia and China for their UN stance and thanking America, Dave.
Alistair, in a small Illinois town, evacuated this morning after a freight train ran off the tracks. Several rail cars full of ethanol, maybe other chemicals, exploded. Flames and smoke seen for miles. A Tennessee woman, 2 months away from a lethal injection one time, now free. Gail Owens released from prison a week after being paroled. She was on death row for 26 years for hiring a stranger to kill her husband. But supporters claim she was a battered and abused wife. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
They employ much of the world's workforce, contribute a great deal to the global GDP. Look out your window and you'll see a bunch of them, building, collaborating, innovating. Some call them mid-sized businesses, but there's nothing mid about them. They're engines, and we'd like to introduce them to you. IBM and the Good Company Project are proud to present some of the most inspired mid-sized companies and their business partners, helping to build a smarter planet. Get to know these engines by visiting facebook.com/midmarketIBM. Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
At Advance Auto Parts, our service commitment doesn't just apply at our stores. It stretches online to advanceautoparts.com. Find the right part for your car from our expanded selection of over 350,000 quality parts and live customer service. That's a service commitment you can depend on. Get $20 off orders of $100 or more, or $30 off orders of $150 or more at AdvanceAutoParts.com. See site for details. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Conservatives are huddled up in Washington, and most of the Republicans running for president will show up to address them.
It's a red meat offering for a red state crowd. The Values Voter Summit setting the tone for the GOP presidential candidates with a look at the issues. House Speaker John Boehner telling attendees the Republican leadership is laser focused on reducing the size of government.
It's high time we trust the American people to liberate our economy from the shackles of this government.
The summit comes on the heels of President Obama's pledge to Republicans that he'll campaign against them in 2012 if they don't help pass his jobs plan. In Washington, Jessica Stone, Fox News Radio.
Mitt Romney is about to deliver what his campaign's calling a major foreign policy speech in South Carolina, telling Fox earlier,
"At this stage, the right course for us is to follow the advice of the generals on the ground as we transition to the Afghan forces securing their country and making sure that it remains a sovereign nation."
Now, that war started 10 years ago today with airstrikes targeting al-Qaeda training camps less than a month after the 9/11 terror attacks. It's that time of year, big for tourism in New England. Leaf peepers going out to look at the bright colors as seasons change, but something some believe is being altered by climate change.
Fall foliage is the latest focus for some scientists trying to measure global warming. A new study suggests that trees are changing colors later each year. Jim Salgi, foliage blogger for Yankee Magazine, says it's Mother Nature and she's unpredictable.
Each year is really just a toss-up.
Not to mention subjective.
One person's peak might be another person's past peak. It's just when you feel that the majority of the trees have reached the pinnacle of color.
Whatever the time frame, one sentiment is clear.
I think it's still a beautiful show.
In Manchester, New Hampshire, Margaret Bassett, Fox News Radio.
The day after the Tigers knocked the Yankees out of the American League playoffs, the focus shifts to the NL, the Phillies versus Cardinals, Brewers, Diamondbacks, the winners move on to the NLCS. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
We are back. This is KCNR 1460, Shasta Redding, home of the Free Fire Media. And we're going into the second hour here, and man, I'll tell you, the hits just keep coming.
The headlines don't die down. The hits
just keep on coming. Remember those days?
Absolutely. I can't do that voice right now because I'd totally screw it up. That was good, Bob. Okay, so I just noticed this on the desk here. And, you know, we're having Redding's, this is sent in, and I think it's from, Diana Hawks, is where, what's the title. It says, Redding citizens demonstrate in solidarity with Occupy Wall Street. So evidently on Monday at noon, October 10th, at Placer Street and East Street in Redding, California, members of our local Dream Council and Citizens for Democracy are planning a demonstration at Bank of America. Event will start at Bank of America and continue to other banks in the immediate area. Demonstrators will ask, where are the jobs and why haven't any of the crooks on Wall Street been brought to justice? And you know something? I'm this is a really funny thing. I mean, I'm getting, you know, a weird feeling that I actually agree with them. And I mean, how,
well, they have some good questions. They're just on the wrong side of the fence in a way.
That, I mean, we go back to the, I mean, I hate to make the comment on the useful idiot thing, but it's, I think that what it is that they're right when it's they talk about Wall Street and why haven't any of these crooks been brought to justice? I think they're on the right wavelength. I mean, and I don't agree with them because I think that some of their viewpoints are very socialistic and Marxist, okay? Which I think is going absolutely the wrong direction as far as the American freedom and economy and all of that stuff, because that ends up in a really bad place. So,
yeah, but it's a good thing that they're questioning on their side of the fence, too, as far as Wall Street and the government, and just like the right is.
I got to say, I might be out there with them. I mean, I agree with them on this.
Someone made a comment last night I heard on NPR. It was one of the protesters, you can't have concentrations of wealth in a true democracy, and that's what we need. And I'm going, ooh, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, because what happens is these guys are being co-opted, like we talked about earlier. And, you know, they're being misled to think that, you know, these social programs are going to help them. Right now, you know, in our country, we're over 50% dependent on the government out there. How's that working out there, guys?
That's a scary figure.
You know, the government is not good as far as taking care of everybody. They, you know, they were designed to protect us from foreign invasion and have sound money and, you know, keep us safe from, you know, foreign countries and so forth. But they're not designed, you know, to take care of you on a daily basis. That's what a free market does. And these guys that think that the free market is going to get thrown aside and they're going to have a better style of living by taking it from somebody else, guess what? Everybody's standard of living goes down, and pretty soon a dictator steps in historically every single time when you consolidate this much power in government. And I just absolutely don't get what they're thinking. They're sitting there protesting against government because they're not prosecuting something, but then they want to sit around and ask government to get more
give
control.
Give them more handouts.
Yeah, give them more control over their lives. How insane is that?
Yeah. And in doing that, they're going to give up all their property rights at the same time. And we all know where that leads to, like you say. If we don't have private property, we pretty much have lost our freedom.
Well, the problem is that these guys don't understand that they could be the flavor of the month, too. You know, I mean,
yeah, they could be in the soup pot first, yeah, you know.
Well, you know, you start going after all these people that are producing, and pretty soon they're not producing, and then pretty soon so everybody, you know, needs to ante up. And guess what? Everybody's standard of living goes down. Now, you know, I see the chat rooms going off here a little bit. You know, I'm not siding with these people. All I'm saying is they've got a point. They've got a point with the fact that Wall Street is out of control, and I'm not talking about the stock market. I'm talking about the Wall Street elitist bankers, J.P. Morgan, HSBC, Goldman Sachs. I mean, they are working in collusion with our government. I mean, look who's the Secretary of Treasury right now? Tim Geithner. Where'd he come from? Goldman Sachs. Who was his predecessor? Hank Paulson. Where'd he come from? Goldman Sachs. yeah. So after a while, you know, two and two does equal four.
Well, Mark, there are, of course, other things happening on Wall Street besides the protests. And for the latest update on that, I find trying to come up with a good, clean segue here. But let's check in right now with Chris Lasondak, and he's got this market minute. Chris?
Good morning, Bob. Well, we're a little over 90 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are mixed. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 35 points at 11,158. The S&P 500 down 1 point at 1163, while the NASDAQ Composite's down 14 points at 2492. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 265 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems down 7 cents at 1668. Intel's up 21 cents at 2224. Microsoft down 2 cents at 26.32, while Apple's down $5.37 at 371.94. Of local interest, PG&E up 2 cents at $43.01. North Valley Bank up 50 cents at 9.75, while AT&T is adding 17 cents at 28.58. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.08%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.28%. Oil's up 66 cents a barrel at $83.25, and precious metals are higher with gold up $3.64 an ounce at $1,652.99. Silver's up 40 cents at $32.30. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Chris. Let's take a quick look at the weather before we step into our first break of the hour here. Going to be sunny today, a high near 80 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, low around 48, mostly sunny through the weekend. Beautiful weather for Big Bike Weekend. It is currently 53 degrees in downtown Reading. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, Free Fire Radio with our guest host Mark Kent. We'll continue right after this.
Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie's gone.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Do you need more get up and go? Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading for nearly 20 years. Listen to my radio show at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday mornings. It's called Positively Healthy, the same name as my monthly column in the Record Searchlight. My show is sponsored by East Earth Tradewinds and the Lazy 69 Ranch.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday nights right here on KCNR 1460. We talk about fun, fashion, what's hot and what's not. We talk to authors, musicians, and it's all live. We cover entertainment in the North State. Find out what's going on right here on the spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, and Prestige Gifts. See you Thursday, 6 p.m., right here on KCNR 1460.
This is Free Fire Radio.
All right, The Who. Totally like it.
Won't get fooled again. Or will be.
That is appropriate. We got to wait for the intro here. The intro is just the, wow.
We got a caller holding on. Find out who it is.
Okay, very good. I got to hear the intro here. The drums and the whole nine. Hold on.
Here, it's coming.
Here it comes. There we go. Got to get that drum roll. Ah, we missed it. Okay. Anyway, great stuff. Listen, I just wanted to address the chat room a little bit, and then we've got a caller on the line, I believe. But first thing on the chat room is, you know, I kind of take a little bit of offense to Alex Jones as a radical. Not that I even like Alex Jones all that much, but everybody says they're a radical who disagrees with the other side. And what I'm saying is we might want to start putting aside some of our disagreements on a lot of these issues and look at the big evil instead of looking at all these other little things.
Yeah, let's look at the end picture.
Yeah, let's solve the big problem.
Yeah.
And then we can talk about all the little problems that go with that. So, you know, I mean, because the reason I kind of get a little offended on that is because, of, you know, when the Tea Party started, we were radicals, we were terrorists.
We're racist.
Yeah, we go back to the Mahatma Gandhi thing. The first thing to do is start calling you names if you disagree with them. So what I'm saying is let's just figure out what's going on here and let's look at both sides of the coin.
And maybe if we help educate them, maybe they'll come along with us.
Well, because they will as soon as they realize they're being totally lied to, because when the benefits start getting smaller and smaller and smaller, guess what? They're not going to be happy about that side either.
Correct.
Yeah. So who do we have on the line here? We've got Charles. Good morning, Charles. How
good
you
morning.
Doing today?
Good morning.
What you got, Charles?
Yeah, you mentioned you tried to mention the county website, but I think you got it wrong.
Well, you know,
ShastaCounty.com. It's actually co.shasta.ca.us.
Well, mark this moment in history. I got it wrong.
by the way, today and tomorrow, aren't they? Isn't today and tomorrow the last 2 days of TJ's?
I have no idea.
Yes, I was going to mention that at the bottom of the hour. TJ's Drive-In, after having been in business since 1957, will be closing forever tomorrow, the 8th, and they're going to have a big farewell party that will also be a fundraiser for the owner, who has been diagnosed with some serious illness. So she will be the beneficiary of all the proceeds tomorrow. And so I urge everyone with fond memories, and even if you've never been there, go down to TJ's in Anderson. It's on West Center Street. And just look for the large number of cars, because I think practically everybody in Anderson who ever went to Anderson High or even visited Anderson and stopped at TJ's is going to be there. And let's send them out in style.
Very good. Very good. I wasn't aware of that. What else? You got anything else, Charles?
You might want to check the city of Redding's either their website or their bulletin board to see if the Planning Commission is meeting next week, because if they are, depending on whether or not they have anything on the agenda.
Well, I'll see if we can work that in.
They handle a lot of zoning issues, and that's particularly important if you want to address, again, the what's happening with the Vets Museum.
Right. Yeah, that was a big discussion this last week at City Council, and unfortunately I wasn't able to attend that. But
What the City Council came up with was that they said that they were going to work with Bob Burrows over there, and hopefully that they could resolve that problem. I mean, the museum was a little upset that nobody had contacted them except by letter in trying to shut them down, which I understand that, but hopefully our city council...
It wasn't just that. I mean, the airport director was 15 months late in sending his sending in certain paperwork to the FAA concerning, you know, the height of the possible height of the museum.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, there's several issues there.
I'm 15 months backwards from September is what? June of 2010. What came up June of 2010? The attempt to tax the Vets Museum.
Interesting.
And how Turtle Bay was on the verge of getting a special deal, which they did not get because the city did not tax the Vets Museum.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, Charles, but on the city council, it made a big difference, I think, because there was quite a few of us that was in the audience at the city council meeting and on the Vet Museum. So I think the city council has to stop and think about what they're doing,
right,
and maybe revisited some of these issues out there.
Well, I think it's the planning department that was really initiating this stuff, probably without, you know, approval or even the city council necessarily knowing about it.
I'm not even sure the planning commission knows however many staff people are doing.
So what you're saying is that even in our local government, the government doesn't necessarily know what it's doing on the different levels?
It's like any bureaucracy. There is at least one of the cardinal rules is if the left hand knoweth what the right hand doeth, yea, they both have committed an abomination.
Very good, Charles. Listen, we got to let you go, but I appreciate you calling in. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Okay,
bye.
Very good. I think are we going to a break here?
If we take it now, then we can do a little extra stretch to the bottom of the hour.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so let's do the break now, and we'll come back in a minute. This is 1460 KCNR, Shasta Redding, home of the Free Fire Media. We'll be right back.
Have you heard? If you're in the game, well, then the stroke's the word.
Can't wait for fight night? You don't have to. Come to Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge the night before for our Ring Girl competition. Who's voting? Who's going to win? You, the audience, will be the judges. Friday, October 7th at 9 o'clock. Ladies, want to enter for your chance to be a Ring Girl in the Five Knuckle Showdown? Sign up at the River Club by 3 o'clock on Friday, October 7th. Join DJ Sammy as he's hosting this Ring Girl competition event while live in the mix with his premier video mixer. First place wins $200 cold hard cash. Second wins $100. Ring Girls live in the ring for the Five Knuckle Showdown. Ladies, sign up now at the River Club and compete to win your Ring Girl rights. $2 drafts and $3 well drinks all night long in Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. If you've had a little too much fun, Wind River offers a free safe ride courtesy shuttle until 3 a.m. That'll take you anywhere within the Redding-Anderson city limits. For all the details, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Must be 21 to participate in this event. It's better on the river.
Hey, the folks at Tobacco & Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco & Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco & Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the Round Table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Ibles Books and More, the good bookstore at 2025 Hilltop Drive. We are more than just a bookstore. We are your full-service Christian bookstore. Ibles Books and More is the only store in the North State to offer mail-to-jail services. Looking for a way to make that Bible you bought as a gift something special? We offer in-house imprinting services for a fraction of the cost you'll find online. At Bibles, Books, and More, special orders are our specialty. Bibles, Books, and More at 2025 Hilltop Drive.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Cypress Street, man's last stronghold. You can go down there and get a real haircut. Enjoy the manly things like Animals on the Wall, Car and Driver magazine, and ESPN on the Tube. What more can you ask for? Cypress Square Barbershop is where I get my haircut. 2463 Cypress Street, again, man's last stronghold. And now, back to our guest host, Mark Kent, on Free Fire Radio.
We're back.
Had to run that. Gnarls Barkley.
Gnarls Barkley.
What a great tune. I just love the riff that opens it up.
Very good. Rocking out here.
And it makes me crazy.
Wow. Na-na-na. Okay, we are back. And I believe we have it says Harry on the line, but I think they mean Terry. Is that you out there, Terry?
It is, buddy. How you doing?
The fun good never morning. Stops. Good morning.
Hey, you guys. Great show.
Thank you.
You know, I just have a comment, and I kind of want your feedback on this, maybe a little dialogue for discussion. It seems as if, and even on a local level, we elect these people to represent us, and they absolutely do not, I mean, period, do not. The County Board of Supervisors is a good example, doing an additional impact report, environmental impact report, on that shopping center, when, in fact, almost 12,000 people didn't want it. Now, it doesn't matter what side of the fence you're on. The whole point is that they want to go ahead and try to push something through or prolong it so it can be pushed through, even though the will of the people clearly say, hey, we want this to go on the ballot. Even though that happens, and it's just one thing after another. What happens with the veteran program? It's sort of like the tail wagging the dog. I mean, here DuVernay and Starman can do whatever they want, basically. And the city council sort of follows along until they either have to, A, clean it up, or, B, try to figure out a way to understand what it is that they're doing. And I think that people have just about had enough with all these things.
What do you think?
In essence, we elect these people. They should be doing the will of the people.
What do you think their motivation is, Terry?
Well, what's the motivation for most people, Mark? I mean, what is, buddy? What is the motivation for most people when they're in that particular situation? Is it power? Is it money? I don't know. I mean, but there has to be some sort of motivation there. Maybe you and Linda have some ideas on that, or maybe some of the listeners have some ideas on why these guys are doing that. You know, I realize that the salaries that we have in the city already are completely outrageous, ridiculous. When you look at the average income family of four of $40,000 and the average income of a city employee being $119,000, I mean, really?
Well, I think you're answering your own question in a way, Terry. And I'm not being facetious. I'm saying your attitude is what it's going to take to change this. That's what's going to do this, is getting involved, you know, getting angry about the fact that what they're doing is not paying attention to the people, and more people have to get involved. And you know, you're definitely the spearhead of the movement of what's going on here and all that you do. But I think you're right. What's going to take is more people are going to have to get mad and get involved.
Yeah, I was going to say, and hold them accountable. We don't back down. You know, here's the line, and you've crossed it, and we're standing our ground.
Well, yeah, and you know, let's get off the doggone couch and get down to either a Tea Party meeting or something. Go to City Council. Go to the Board of Supervisors meetings. I mean, you know, find out what's going on in your community. I mean, as we watch this thing come around us, people's apathy is really something that's getting tough to tolerate. As we look at this whole thing and as everything unfolds into this year, 2012, it's the most important election in the history of the United States of America. And if we don't get this thing right now,
yeah, these people.
And even when we do get things right, things may be quite a bit tougher. At least we could be on the same page to all reset this thing.
These people that aren't doing anything are going to be the first ones to start crying about not having it the way they want it to be. They're going to be the ones that are, you know, crying in their beards, basically. So anyway, we've got a.
We have another caller on the line, Terry.
Yes.
Thank you guys.
Thanks a lot, Terry.
Appreciate the comment. Thanks, Terry. Okay.
And we have Dave on line two. Dave.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going, Dave?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, the fun never stops, man. What do you got?
I am calling from Reading Electric Utility today, and I'm calling to invite the community down to City Hall. We're having a customer appreciation lunch between 11 and 1. We're celebrating National Public Power Week this week. And today from 11 to 1, a volunteer crew of RAU staff, we're on furlough today. And it just worked out that Public Power Week this year worked out to be on a furlough week. And so we didn't want to cut the week short. So we're volunteering our time and serving the community lunch. First 500 people that come down to City Hall in front of the council chambers. We're going to serve up a gourmet hot dog and some chips and a bottle of water and just thank the customers for their business.
Wow, that sounds great. That sounds great. Yeah, I mean, what's a gourmet hot dog? What is that?
I had to ask the same thing.
No floor sweepings.
They got a different variety of hot dogs, like chicken and apple and some crazy concoctions for hot dogs, so it should be pretty neat.
All right, very good. I appreciate that. Have you got anything else you want to get out here on the air?
No, I just would like to thank the Reading community for their support of RU. We've been in busy. The other thing I guess I should have added was it's our 90th anniversary this year, so it's a big week for RU, and we've got 150 to 160 people in this community that work for the utility that are very, very thankful for the customers we have. So,
all right, very good. Thanks, Dave. We totally appreciate your call, but we got to go to a break now. So,
great. Thanks, guys.
All right, okay. I guess we got another minute, so maybe.
Well, you know, people make a lot of snide comments about REU, and I don't agree with everything they do. But until you've gotten your first PG&E bill, suddenly REU starts looking pretty darn good. Let me tell you, I pay PG&E on my workshop out on Airport Road, and. The rates are wow. You know, when you get on that tiered system, you open that first bill from PG&E and you go, oh boy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to go to solar right now. In fact, I'm getting that installed, so you know, we're going to see how that works. But I think we're about at the point where we're going to have a break. What do we got going here?
We got Fox News coming up in just about 15 seconds, so if you want to wrap it up.
Okay, I guess we'll wrap it up. And on the chat line it says, REU doesn't have smart meters either, does it? Very good, Sally.
Yeah.
With that, we're going to go to a break. This is KCNR 1460, Shasta Redding, home of the Free Fire Media.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. A blunt assessment of the job situation in America.
The unemployment rate didn't change. And it's been that way for far too long.
House Speaker John Boehner at the Value Voters Summit in Washington reacting to this morning's government report that unemployment held steady at 9.1% last month. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says job growth can be enhanced with foreign investment in American business.
We need to show not only that we are open for business, but to use every tool in our toolbox to attract it.
Clinton is hosting the President's Council on Jobs and Competitiveness. It was 10 years ago today that America responded to the 9/11 attacks by attacking Afghanistan. The war is a decade old. As the Obama administration reduces America's role there, the White House is not scheduled to make any public observation of the anniversary. The same goes for our troops still serving in Afghanistan. Fox News, we report, you decide.
October 15th at Anselmo Vineyards. Come ye, lords, ladies, knights, and all subjects from the North State. It's a Renaissance medieval night. Limited seating, $45 per person, with a special set menu designed and prepared by Chef John Stadelli. And I'll be singing with my favorite jazz trio. Dan Kinkle on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Johnny Gonzalez on keyboards, plus special guest appearances. Come join us for this fun harvest festival only at Anselmo Vineyards. Remember, if you wear your costume, you'll be eligible for special prizes. See you at the harvest party only at Anselmo Vineyards, October 15th. Remember, limited seating. For reservations, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjredding.com.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Sandy Passaro with Accelerated Mortgage. Sandy, you're a CARS customer. How long have you been coming to CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog?
You know, I've been bringing my vehicles to California Auto Repair and Smog for about 9 years.
Wow.
My cars have always run well. They have all of the preventative maintenance done on them, and I can rely on California Auto Repair and Smog to let me know when it's time to bring my vehicle in.
Thank you, Sandy. That's terrific.
And now that you have the concierge service, it's so convenient to be able to call and say, I need my car serviced, but I don't have a ride. It's an awesome service.
Well, thank you, Sandy. We know you're busy with your mortgage business.
Thank you so much.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veterans Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC. Veterans helping veterans.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
We're back. This is KCNR 1460 AM, Shasta Redding, home of the Free Fire Media. I just wanted to say a shout out there to Chad Learound Raposa and make sure that he gets well. And we have on line one our Senator Doug LaMalfa. Are you there, Doug?
I'm here. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, the fun never stops. How about you?
If I was any better, I'd be twins. Right?
Good morning, Senator.
Better than a two-jawed alligator. So what do you got going, Doug? How's it going?
Well, you know, still busier than heck here. The legislative season is over with, and now we're watching how much damage the governor does with bill signatures or hopefully more vetoes. And so
do you know
the last couple days before all of them have to be processed.
Do you know if he's vetoed that anti-gun bill?
I don't think he's processed any of the gun bills yet. So
okay.
Pending, and he still needs to hear from everybody that is looking for the veto on them.
I encourage everybody to give Governor Brown a call and tell him to veto the anti-gun bills and to actually vote and sign into law the reciprocal bill for concealed carry.
Right, right. One of the bill's numbers is AB 144, another is SB 427, and that has slipped my mind. We have a top 20 bill veto list that I have on the Flash Report blog. If you want to look up the top 20,
where is that, Doug? Where would they be able to find that out at the Flash Report? Where's that at? I haven't heard of that yet.
It's on the internet. It's flashreport.org is the name of it there, and we prepared a top 20 list of bills the governor should veto, as well as the 21st being the citizens' veto. By circulating the petitions for SB 48 that I was going to talk to you about for a minute.
Oh, good, yeah, good. Go ahead with that.
Sure. The SB 48 is the bill the legislature passed and the governor signed that would require school curriculum to reflect positively on homosexual history and et cetera.
Right, they're actually promoting it is how that plays out.
It has to be positively depicted in any instance that it's in there. So. Obviously, there's things that a lot of people are going to find wrong with that, whether it's the moral issue of how they feel about that particular lifestyle or the fiscal side of the coin where it's going to cost a lot of money to go through and redo the curriculum for the state of California to have to reflect this sort of thing. So it's kind of a loser either way. They're trying to dress this thing up as a anti-bullying measure, and really, it's more about advancing an agenda that a lot of people don't want their kids to be subject to. And so the petition signing has been going pretty darn well, and when people get near the petition, they want to sign it, it seems. And So today, it's coming down to the last few days for the, to turn in the petitions. So today we're sponsoring a drive-through signing at the Destiny Church down there on Bonneview.
2570 Bonneview, South Bonneview. Yep.
Yep.
So you're going to be out there with Jim Nielsen, and you guys are going to be passing out the petitions alongside the road there.
Yep. Jim and I are sponsoring that event. I'll be up there. It's going to start about 4:30 till 6:30. Get the going home from work crowd or what have you. So we'd love to have people come by and sign. And if people are so motivated, grab a couple of blanks and take them and work them over the weekend too, if you like. So
when do we have to have those petitions in by?
We'd like to see them in Sacramento by late Monday at the worst. So it'll be hard to mail them. If anybody's holding them right now, I would suggest they don't mail them, but instead find one of the people that's circulating it, you know, me or one of my team or anybody you know that's kind of heavily involved, Tea Party, any of the party folks, and get them to them, and they'll figure out how to get them couriered down to Sacramento to where they're processing them. So it'd be pretty, cutting it pretty close to drop them in the mail at this point.
Well, and I hear we haven't quite got the signatures we need, and it's critical that people get involved here and get this thing over the top, because the opposing side had already put it out, I heard on the media, that that we had enough signatures, and so people relaxed, and that's not true. We need everybody to get out there, and if you want your kids not to be taught that homosexuality is a something that's good in school, and when they're a kindergartner, you need to get out here and sign this petition.
Absolutely. It's the other side has been trying to get people to relax on it there, and it's kind of like playing, prevent defense in the fourth quarter. All it does is prevent you from winning. So in football. So in this case here, we can't relax. You have to push through the tape on the actual deadline of this thing. So there's still three or four strong days of signatures that can be gathered to finish this thing off. So it's getting close, but you don't want to fall just a little bit short on such an important effort.
Absolutely.
No, and this is very important for our children.
Well, quite frankly, I'm going to be pulling my grant.
The viability of our public schools too, because the more the stuff that gets in the schools about this or teaching our metal stuff all the time instead of sticking to the things that are going to make kids competitive and ready to go to college. I was talking to somebody in a college, community college situation there, and they said there's so much remedial work that needs to be done by kids coming into the college level. They waste, a half a year or almost their full year just catching up remedially to what they need to do to enter college. And we're going to worry about this sort of thing with SB 48 when kids need to be buckled down and perfecting their reading, writing, and math skills. It's the wrong direction for a lot of reasons.
Right. I know that I was in the schools during the Constitution Week, and I was really surprised how many of the children don't have a clue about our Constitution.
Well,
they sure hear plenty about global warming and everybody needs to drive a Prius and all that stuff.
It's getting to the point where they're not being taught or educated; they're being indoctrinated. And like I was going to say, this affects charter schools as well as public schools. And I'm going to be pulling my grandson out of school if they don't put a stop to this, because it's getting to a point where they're taking the parents' feelings out of the equation, and that's just absolutely wrong.
And it looks like we may have lost the senator there. That was a disconnect. He was on his cell phone, so why don't we take a quick break and see if we can get him back on the line.
Absolutely. We'll be back in a second. KCNR 1460 AM, Shasta Redding, home of the Free Fire Media.
Maxwell, owner of Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I've been privileged to work with many residents of the North State to provide insurance for their homes, vehicles, life, and businesses, as well as being a financial advisor. I've met many talented business people and wonderful families over the past 18 years, and I must say it's the part of my job I love the most. And I'd love to meet you, too. And if you've got questions about insurance or retirement or investments, that's just a great excuse for us to get together. Just call my office and set up an appointment at 221-0441. And also, I'd like to invite you to join me on the radio on Sunday mornings as the co-host on the Don Shulman Show, where we'll be discussing everything from money to sports, important topics like for brides and seniors and more. And for me, it's just another excuse to talk. Join us right here on KCNR 1460 AM, Sundays from 11 to 1.
Investment products and advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
This is Free Fire Radio.
KCNR 1460, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, home of the best walk-in humidor in the North State, the biggest one, I do believe, and, of course, the T&B Sweeties, who will mix you up a great cup of coffee. That's Tobacco and Brew, Hilltop Drive. Check them out this weekend for Big Bike Weekend. Now, back to our guest host, Mark Kent, on Free Fire Radio.
I think we've got you back on the line, Doug. Are you there?
Yeah.
All right,
must
very
have
good.
Been the opponents with their giant magnetic signal disc.
Yeah, it must be a conspiracy. So, what else you got there, Doug? Where were we before we were so rudely interrupted?
Well, it was just the final push on SB 40 a couple of days ago here. So we'll be around. We're actually running all over the North Valley here with this effort here, getting one going in Yuba City too. And so, but we'll be up there this afternoon to do the drive-through signing out there at Destiny on Bonneview, and then back again Saturday for Politics in the Park there at Anderson too. So that'll be fun.
Oh, very good, very good. Well, very good. Have you got anything else we need to talk about?
A little later, we'll talk about the petition going on the referendum for the district maps that were drawn by the commission. And,
okay.
I don't want to confuse the two referendums and petition issues.
I guess
here, that was a big deal too.
Need to solve one problem at a time, I guess.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's like being an anti-aircraft gunner. You don't have just one problem at a time here, but you kind of do best and settle down on.
Pick one target at a time.
Yeah.
And what time are you guys going to be out there this afternoon?
Starting at 4:30 there, out on Bonneview.
Well, okay. It sounds like you're breaking up a little bit, Doug. So we, you know, if you haven't got anything else, we probably let you go and get back on
I'll
here.
I'll let you go. Thank,
all right,
thanks
very
for
good.
Having
thanks
me on, and we'll catch up with you.
All right,
we'll
thanks for
soon.
The good
thanks.
Work you're doing, Doug. I appreciate it.
And you. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're back here.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that. You know, I like the fact Bob said a minute ago, he goes, the senator's on hold. And I'm thinking, yeah, I like the sound of that. That's good. So, getting back to our headlines here, we've got another 15 minutes here before the end of the show. And I kind of wanted to keep going on this Utah Monetary Declaration of Freedom a little bit. And, you know, Alexander Hamilton equated essential freedoms with the preservation of purchasing power of all money. Debase the value of the money and we will lose our freedoms. I'm going to repeat that. Debase the value of the money and we will lose our freedoms. I mean, you know, we're not talking about that when we hear the media, oh, we got to have so much inflation and, you know, but he's saying debase the power of the money and lose our freedoms. This goes back to the John Adams quote. You know, all the confusion and perplexity in our country derives not from want of honor or virtue or defects in our Constitution or Confederation, but from downright ignorance of coin, credit, and circulation. He didn't say some of our problems were related to this. He said all of our problems were related to this. And what he's talking about, coin, credit, and circulation, he's talking about banking, okay? He's talking about the money-eyed guys up there trying to skin everybody with their Ponzi banking scheme.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing that they had that insight way back then that how corrupt and how we would lose our private properties and our freedoms in a situation like that.
Well, because this is exactly how the Bank of England got control of Europe, basically. And so the Founding Fathers were very well versed in what happens. In fact, when they fought the Revolutionary War, they had printed continentals to try to win the war, which fortunately they did for all of us. And they had a hyperinflation, and they understood what hyperinflation does. It really becomes a super big problem when, you know, people can't buy and sell goods and the economy comes to a screeching halt and, you know, people are running around going hungry because they can't buy food. That's what happens in hyperinflation.
Like it did over in Germany.
Well, Germany, Wehrmacht, yeah. I mean, this has happened over and over and over again. And, you know, we have a fiat currency system right now with no backing. Okay. It used to be backed by gold and silver. Well, you know, back in 71, Nixon, you know, took us off the gold standard. So do we have a currency backed by anything? Wrong answer. I mean, we've got fiat
full
currency.
Full faith and credit of the U.S. government.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And the survey says, you know, so the real deal is that we have got to get back to a sound money in order for us to solve all these other problems with the economy. And, you know, the dollar now being the world reserve currency has lost about 97 to 98% of its value and purchasing power since the private bankers created the U.S. Federal Reserve in 1913. And unbelievable. So, you know, whatever you say about this, you have to understand that they were their excuse for going into business was to stop inflationary cycles and have a stable money supply. And now then later on it was mandated that make sure that we have full employment. That's been working very well.
Yeah, look how that's working for us now, folks. Yeah. I mean, moving right along.
I urge everyone to read the Utah Monetary Declaration, and it's so close to what Hamilton had written back in U.S. Coinage Act of 1792, and it was written specifically to stop the problem that we're in now. Okay, the freedom to choose the form of money we can use in our daily lives is inseparable from the ability to live one's life as a free man and a free woman. Monetary freedom is inseparable from all other inalienable freedoms we possess in this life. Do you guys get this? If you don't have sound money as a foundation, then you don't have a foundation of freedom on all the other issues. That's why this is so important to understand.
This is very important. And I believe it's not just Utah that's doing that. There is other states that are starting to get involved in that.
Absolutely correct. There's actually, I believe, 12 or 13 other states that have got legislation pending to try to pass the same act that Utah has passed in recent months that legalized gold and silver as legal tender, which is the only proper tender that the states are allowed to coin in the first place. And where does it say in the Constitution that we gave the power to printing money to a private banking institution and Congress abdicated that power to them? And, gee, do we elect any of these guys? Are they held accountable to anyone? Do we see a problem here? See, this is the educational issue we need to understand, and this is what's not being taught in the schools, and this is we're not being taught history.
Well, it's not even on, you know, mainstream media, really, anywhere. It's very hard to get this information, so people need to get it out more.
It's hard to get this information through the lamestream media, but you know something? If you guys just go do a little homework and start studying the issue, you'll find out that it just crops up in front of you from everywhere. You can go back to, you know, what they said in the Founding Fathers, go to the Constitution, read the Federalist Papers, you start reading this stuff, and you start realizing that this has been covered up, and that's why we're not getting it. So, with that, I believe we have to go to a break now. And so, this is KCNR, 1460 AM, Shasta Redding, home of the Free Fire Media. We'll be right back.
Let your husband help the kids with their homework, leave the laundry in the dryer, and take some time out for you and your girlfriends. Celebrate the love of beauty and fashion while giving beauty and hope to women in need. As Shasta Women's Refuge and Enjoy Magazine co-host the Vanity Fair Party on Thursday, October 20th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at Riverview Golf and Country Club. Enjoy the evening with a fabulous affair of fun and glamour featuring boutique shopping, vendors presenting the latest in fashion and beauty care, the latest in skincare presented by local practitioners, a 40s and 50s fashion show, live music, appetizers, and signature cocktails. This is a ladies' night you will not want to miss. Dress up in vintage and be a part of our costume contest. Bid on custom-tailored Barbie dolls dressed like the starlets of the 50s and 60s. A live auction will feature unique and adventurous outings.
Tickets and more information are available at www.shastawomensrefuge.org.
October 15th at Anselmo Vineyards. Come ye, lords, ladies, knights, and all subjects from the North State. It's a Renaissance medieval night. Limited seating, $45 per person, with a special set menu designed and prepared by Chef John Stadelli.
and I'll be singing with my favorite jazz trio. Dan Kinkle on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Johnny Gonzalez on keyboards, plus special guest appearances. Come join us for this fun Harvest Festival only at Anselmo Vineyards. Remember, if you wear your costume, you'll be eligible for special prizes. See you at the Harvest Party only at Anselmo Vineyards, October 15th. Remember, limited seating. For reservations, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
And it's about 6 minutes now in front of 9 o'clock here on KCNR. Just a real quick reminder, tomorrow, October 8th at TJ's Drive-In, they'll be closing their doors due to the owner, Sandy. She has been diagnosed with cancer. Their last day will be a celebration of all those years of TJ's being a major event in the Anderson area. So we invite you to stop in down there. They're on West Center Street. It will be their last day for TJ's. Quick look at the weather. Look for a high today near 80 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, a low around 48, and beautiful through the weekend for Big Bike Weekend. It is currently 55 degrees in downtown Reading, and we head back one more time to our very capable and loquacious, can I use that word?
I'm not sure.
Talk show host, Mark Kent.
I'm not sure what that means.
It means you talk a lot, which is the nature of the business, right?
Okay, we can say that then. I thought it meant something else. Yeah, we're back. This is 1460 Free Fire Media, and we're talking about government, we're talking about banking, we're talking about sound money, coins, you know, I mean, all
getting
the
prepared.
Above. Freedom, you know, and this all just kind of feathers into what we've been talking about for months and months and months about getting prepared. You know, how do you solve the problem that we're in right now? Well, you have to start preparing because this is going to get ugly before it gets better. Storing food, buying silver, buy silver until your hands bleed, because silver, mark my words, within 10 years is going to be worth as much, if not more, than gold, because it is becoming more rare than gold above ground, and the silver supplies are starting to run out in the below ground. So the industrial,
yeah, there's only so much of it out there, and we're getting down to the bottom of it, I think.
Well, the industrial use of it has gone off the charts, and it's been ignored by investors for quite some time. But the real deal is that silver is now starting to become a very extremely rare element. In fact, we just got a thing over the wire yesterday that said that there was a person that down in Saudi that was looking all over for silver, and they couldn't find any. The supplies and the shortages are going to start to happen. This is a game changer if you're trying to preserve your wealth against a debased currency. That's why gold and silver are really money, because they hold their value within themselves. So you got something there, Bob?
Yes, a reminder, and I want to thank listener Sharon for reminding me of this, the Cost of Freedom exhibit. I want to encourage Casey and our listeners, the chat pack, everybody in the sound of the voice here to go down to the Reading Civic Auditorium and view the Cost of Freedom exhibit. I guess it is just absolutely amazing.
It
you got to look
amazing.
At it.
It is like 80%. The size is about 80% of the normal wall. So it takes up a good portion of the lawn down there. And Yeah, I think everybody should visit the wall. It will touch your heart.
And hand salute to MIAP and all the organizations who help bring this together. Of course, Connie Granoles with Big Bike Weekend. Hats off, let me tell you. Yeah.
Absolutely. And do they have enough volunteers to tear that down on Sunday?
No, we're still looking for volunteers and volunteers throughout the day. Just go on down there. You don't have to be signed up prior. Just show up.
Show up at what time?
For teardown is at 3 p.m. on Sunday. And so there's a lot of work that goes into it. So we can always use a couple more pair of hands down there.
A little sweat equity into your patriotism.
Absolutely, and a little sacrifice for the people that showed so much sacrifice fighting for our freedom is about in this country.
Yes, we need to honor and pay our respects.
That's right.
And it's not just the traveling wall, but we have the firemen, the policemen. There's a lot of different things down there. They've done an awesome job with bringing it to Reading.
Speaking of awesome jobs, Mark, I want to, on behalf of Carl and Linda and Casey and our family, and of course you're a member of the family with your Sovereign Mind show. What do you got on tap for Sunday?
Well, on Sunday we're going to have Cameron Gamble from Project Taken, and he's going to talk to us about how to protect ourselves from harm. From either being abducted or just, that we've got a crisis coming where the prisoners are being released. I think we've got an economic crisis coming. So how to protect ourselves in situations where we could possibly be abducted and things like that. So, yeah, it should be good.
You have 1 minute to wrap this up.
I have 1 minute to wrap this up. I have so many things to say and so little time.
And he's lost for words, believe it or not.
So I'm not sure where to start. But I want to thank everybody for having me. This has been really fun, subbing for Carl and Linda. I hope I can come back and do it again at some point. And I want to thank my sister for coming in and helping out.
It's been great. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Want to thank Bob over there at the soundboard. Been off the charts awesome.
You're most welcome.
And anybody else who's helped out with this and called in, I want to thank everybody. And I hope to see you on the chat room on Sunday night at 6 p.m. with Sovereign Minds. So with that, I think we got her done. So obviously we're going to go out to a break here, and I'll see you next week or next Sunday. 1460 KCNR Shasta Reading, home of the Free Fire Media.